welcome to Street Fight Radio. It's me, Brett, joined, of course, by Brian, your favorite anarcho-clowns in the entire world. We're here every single week, two times a week. Subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, or listen to us live on WCRS. If you want to support what we do and find out how you can see us live, stick around until the end. Well, I'll catch everybody up. For now, it's time to create dissent, man. We got to get on it. Just jump right to it. This is the extra show, so we want to get people stirred up and mad and disrespectful towards the government and the authority and lickety-split.
Yeah. So you just want to get right
fucking rolling in. Yeah, here, no, man.
I mean, we don't do ads. I mean, I don't, you know, at some point it becomes an ad when you remind everybody you don't do ads, but there's none of that shit that goes on. And we really just have a lot of things to do when it comes to making people distrust their government. You know, we have a lot of ground to cover.
I know. I guess you just decided how we were going to start this show by bringing up our general distrust of the government, because we got a story this week from somebody that sent us. I hate that I never remember who sends us the stories, you know?
We'll have a system.
I always want to write it down.
Yeah
we're going to come up with a system for that.
Yeah.
Just know, if you're the person that sent me this story, we're using it. So obviously it was helpful. I'm bringing it up right now. Wow. I know it sounds like, I know. I mean, what is my problem? It's a story about yet the government, you know, fucking with our people again.
Flat earthers or free inhabitants?
No, actually, a whole new kind. I mean, not a whole new kind. One of the classics. One of the classics of the activist. I call them activists, obviously. But here's the headline for you. This is from NPR News. Minnesota Public Radio. No chemtrail classes in Minneapolis adult education offerings.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the headline. All right, here we go, Brett. This is going to outrage you, I think. Especially you. I mean, I'm a little outraged about it. Minneapolis Community Education wasn't lying on the front cover of its fall adult enrichment classes brochure. It definitely offered something, quote, different. There are the usual classes on how to care for hardwood floors, learning Microsoft Excel, and cooking with cast iron pans. But these are the ones that caught some attention, particularly since they were highlighted in the brochure. So they show this ad, Brett, and it just says chemtrail. And it's a new course offering called Where Have Our Blue Skies Gone? Intro to Chemtrails.
Okay. See, this is good. This is like better than trying to slap it all together from a bunch of articles online. If I could just take the course, I would be able to understand it more efficiently.
Is this an adult education course you would take? Like, let's say this cost $65 to take this course and you get a comprehensive understanding of chemtrails. Is this something you would be interested in? I'll read you the description real quick, because I know just the name of a class can only tell you so much.
Yeah, please do. I definitely have to be swayed.
Oh, no. We got prices, too, dude. Join us to discuss chemtrails and their effects through photos, videos, scientific research, and environmental trends. You can decide for yourself whether or not geoengineering is damaging our local climate and ecosystem.
Okay.
And it's $24 per course.
Yes, sign me up.
You would do this.
That's not bad.
The second.
What's the problem? Like I mentioned on the delete your account interview, there's no reason you can't challenge your own belief system. You can't just walk up face to face with everything that challenges your beliefs. If your beliefs are pure, they'll stand up afterwards. So yeah, I could definitely subject myself to some alternative information. Maybe the information that the big name MSNBC owned conglomerates didn't want me to know about what happened to our blue skies.
Alternative information is such a fucking conspiracy theorist word. They always are trying to come up with as many things as they possibly can to not say, like, I'm a conspiracy theorist. And I just want you to know that you using the word alternative information makes you sound like a conspiracy theorist.
Well, you know what? Everybody knows there's four sides to every story.
No. Not really. So the next class.
One of those they pick and they run with it. The falsified one they run with. They make that the new reality.
Yeah.
But there's alternative realities that are also going
on. No, there's only one. There's one. The next class is called Chemtrails, a continued discussion of nationwide climate engineering.
See, I'm interested. It's happening.
Learn more about what the climate engineering is doing in Minnesota and throughout the country. Discover this is local. This is like a local course offering, Brett. Like, I don't see any problem with this one. Discover what kind of legislation and lawsuits are happening to combat aerosol spraying and educate yourself on ways people are trying to save our planet. This is another course that is $24.
See, this is us. This is our moth issues. This is where someone else like us needs to go learn about or maybe learn the dangers of the agricultural spraying. See, this is the alternative reality here.
So this is a course for like, okay, I've heard the official explanation and I, you know, have chosen to believe it, obviously. I mean, I know I make a conscious choice to believe that choice, but I think I'm going with that. But I guess if you want to hear this side of the story, that, you know,
yeah,
that's fine with
it's
me.
It's not safe. All of that biological agent that they use on those insects is not safe. And you're being poisoned.
Yes. So here's the final course that was listed in this Minnesota adult education. Dude, I would do something like
yeah,
this
you need
in a second.
To. I think this would be great. Yeah. This would be a great hobby for you. I think it'd be a place for you to maybe blow off some steam. You could teach a class on something.
That I get that like academic like vibe that I wanted when I was going to go to grad school. I still get to continue my, it's like a continuing education, really.
Yeah, you can stand in front of a room of people and have eyeglasses and chew on the arm of it.
Exactly. The last class is called Chemtrails, a continued discussion of local climate engineering. And the description for this one is, have you lived in Minnesota long enough to notice that after a rain, your garden soil is hard or has a white residue? Are you worried that our snow and rainfall patterns have changed from a few decades ago? Learn how climate engineering is affecting the Midwest and hear about efforts to stop the damage. First of all, these people will not believe in global climate change. They just... won't give it even a second thought.
No, I'm pretty sure the earth runs like clockwork. It's the same season every single year. This is worrisome that it would change. Has to be some sort of government fiddling.
Yeah, that's the weirdest sentence I can think of for this is, are you worried that our snow and rainfall patterns have changed from a few decades ago? Because like that is like what climate... That's what climate scientists are saying.
That's weather
all the
patterns.
Time.
That's weather patterns. There's even the Farmer's Almanac acknowledges that the weather's going to be different each year.
Yeah. Well, not even weather patterns. I mean, when people talk about climate change as a danger or a threat, they always say like, well, one of the things that's going to happen with this climate change, if we don't start doing something about it, is that the weather patterns are going to be more erratic. But these people are like, no, it's not that.
It's not paid okay? off. It's not that NATO paid off bullshit science that you do for Agenda 21.
Yeah, it's them. They're spraying. It's the chemtrail. Actually, that is a big story. That I've been turned on to recently, and I can't remember who turned me on to it now. It was somebody, I think it was my brother-in-law, maybe, that people are being able to light their snow on fire. Have you seen those?
No, I can't wait for this Christmas, though.
Well, I don't know, in Atlanta, like, I'll get you a news story that covers it, but people think that the snow is fake and that you can catch the snow on fire and it leaves like some residue, and like people will post these videos all the time. And so there's the first Google results for catching snow on fire is like four people catching snow on fire.
Okay. I and, like the sound of this. This is like Gasland, but better.
Yeah. So I'll go at you. Okay. I have a few different choices here, okay, of ways we can and look at this. The first one is debunked, fake snow, burning snow, metabunk. So do you want to look at that? Or would you rather look at some newspaper?
No, I want to know how it catches on fire. I want to know how the snow caught on fire.
Okay, so that's we're going to have to go to that one, you know. Metabunk, okay? You're going to be our source for we talk about snow catching on fire. And you're going to debunk. Oh, this is a message board, too. So, okay. There are some videos going around that claim to show that recent snowfalls are somehow fake because when people try to melt the snow with a lighter or blowtorch, they are surprised by the results. And then the content from an external source says people all across the country have recently began posting videos and photos of snow that will not melt. Some people are even reporting that the snow has a strange odor like chemicals. Is the snow natural or the result of a geoengineered or HAARP attack? And the guy goes on to explain what is actually happening.
Oh my goodness. And that's why Atlanta got buried like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, when the snow hit, it was because they chemtrailed the snow.
It was geoengineered snow?
Yes, that is what that is the contention of people, of some people.
The people that have seen the snow that catches on fire. So I think they know a little bit something about an alternative reality.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the story he links to. Fake snow, it's from a ADG blog. I don't know what it is, but it says fake snow reported in multiple states. The surprise storm that has largely crippled the southeastern United States has generated a buzz online as people post videos of the snow's weird characteristics. So that's what happened. So a couple of years ago, I'm trying to find like what year it was, but there was a snowstorm that hit like Atlanta. I think you lived in Dallas when something like this happened.
That sounds right. That's when it snowed on Christmas for us.
Yeah, it was just a weird, like it was snowing in places I think it was 2014, Brett. So it snowed in Atlanta and people went outside and they're like, dude, I mean, first of all, were the people trying to go out and melt the snow? Like who goes out and tries to melt the snow?
Dude, that's Atlanta. You know that there were people out there in slippers with a blowtorch, just like, get this shit out of here, melting it.
Yeah, just they were trying to get rid of it. So they think that, like, what happened was, and we've brought this up on the show before. Now, I want to stress to you that, like, I'm leaning with the science people on this one, that there's probably a perfectly reasonable explanation for why the snow catches on fire. Okay, I'll actually look at this guy. The snow is melting, but the very loose, fluffy structure of the snow wicks away the water, turning dry snow into wet snow and eventually turning the snow into slush. The snow is blackened when a lighter is held underneath it because of the soot from the lighter, the products of incomplete combustion. It's not burning. The smell is fumes from the lighter. And or people briefly burning nearby objects like gloves. D, it is not sublimation. At these temperatures and pressures and over the time frame, any sublimation is not going to be measurable. And then he gives you more proof. He's got videos and stuff.
So the snow does catch on fire, but it smells like chemicals and looks like chemicals because you use a lighter.
Okay, yeah. I mean, okay, let me explain this to you, Brett. I don't know most of the science stuff that he's saying, but the reason the snow's turning black when you light it is because the lighter's leaving residue on the thing. The reason people are smelling chemicals when they're lighting the snow on fire might be because they're shooting gas out of the lighter when they go to light the snow on fire.
Okay, I can see that. I can see you connect those dots. See, I'm open-minded enough to listen to the one and only reality.
Don't fucking act like you're like open-minded because you listen to the official explanation.
I'm wide-minded.
We're like, I heard it. I mean, I've heard it. I hear what they're saying, but I'm also hearing what these other people are up to. So yeah, fake snow, dude. Fake. That was a big story back then. And what I was saying before was that we brought it up on the show. Maybe they needed to let me throw this out there. And this isn't a sinister thing. I don't think they were trying to hurt people in Atlanta or anything. But what if like Morton's had a surplus of salt that they just weren't able to sell over the year? I mean, that seems like a good capitalist scheme to be like, hey, can you send up some chemtrails to make it snow so we can sell this salt?
Yeah. Yeah, then they can get it, as like tax write-offs. Like all of the northern businesses can send their own stuff down to Atlanta and it becomes just a big transaction. And yeah, you're right. I guess that would liquidate all of the salt supply that's left over.
Yeah, it would be great if they threw it out. Something like that is something you could get me on board with, you know, that motive is something you can get me on board with. I can't even really figure out. I wonder what the motive was for making it snow. I mean, nobody's explained this in any of the things that we've found.
Oh, yeah.
In any of the things I've been able to find on Google, nobody's explaining why why they would make fake snow.
Well, it's just to confuse you, man. It's just to keep it going, like to keep the confusion going. Now that we've stopped to take a look at this, they've done like 20 sinister things behind our back, you know? That's just how they work.
Here's Snopes. You want to read Snopes? I know that Snopes is a liberal.
It is.
Is a liberal company, according to a lot of the conservative pages.
Globalist type initiatives and objectives.
So here's the Snopes. Oh, here's the origins of the story, Brett. So I know we're kind of going backward. Here's the origin story of Snow That Lights on Fire. January 2014 saw the posting of many different videos to sites such as YouTube showing people around the U.S. holding butane lighters to patches or packed balls of recently fallen snow and finding that the snow didn't readily melt and seemingly turned into soot rather than water when exposed to flame. Such videos were typically accompanied by claims that the snow was not natural and was instead some artificial substance composed of chemicals or plastic, with many of those claims somehow connecting the phenomenon to the existence of chemtrails. And then they go on to explain why the snow is doing it. So they really are just saying like, well, the government's chemtrailing it up. Right. To make it snow. But for no fucking reason at all. Like, why? What? Like
chaos, man. Like I said, to create diversions. That Atlanta snow crippled that city. People died, didn't they?
I don't know. Did people
it was
die?
Huge. Their whole freeway shut down.
They probably wrecked their. I do remember that. But like, what does that do for the government? I guess it makes it feel like the government, like, oh, we need this government, man. We need, like, people are getting too rebellious in 2014. They were like, I don't like the government. I hate it. They were like, well, we'll show you that you do need the government. And then they made it snow, plastic snow.
Right. Then they dropped a whole bunch of mess on people, and then they were begging for help.
I mean, if they're controlling the weather, man, why don't they, like, when they go to war, instead of, like, going to war somewhere, why don't they just, like, make it snow somewhere where it doesn't rain? Then you don't kill a ton of people, and you probably could scare the shit out of, like, some country if you were just like, I made it snow. I'm going to make it snow there.
Well, you can't let the people know. I think that's the problem, is they can't let you know about it. And if it was kind of like... What if all the natural disasters just happened in Iran and like North Korea?
That's true.
Enemies of America. That would be odd.
I mean, why wouldn't you wield weather controlling powers like you do nuclear weapons? You know, why wouldn't you do that? I would. If I controlled the weather, dude, I'd be running around talking to everybody about it.
Yeah, that's why you don't ever make it to any sort of seat of power. You mean you would be terrible at it?
I'd be bad at conspiracy. I'd be the worst conspiracy guy. Because that's true. I would want to tell people. I'd be so excited that I got one over. It's like, could you imagine you caused it to snow in fucking Atlanta and you don't get to brag about that?
Yeah, it's a miserable life, man. They just eat like cheese and tomato sandwiches that come out of a... a plastic bag every day and just go and do their monotonous, like, wheels of the war machine work every day.
Yeah, yeah. And then they, like, but what they're really doing, what they're really doing is extraordinary, and they just can't go home and tell their families all about, I mean, they're doing evil stuff. It's like I imagine, like, my wife would be turned off by me if I was, like, in charge of the chemtrails. It's like, oh, come on, man. I don't want to be married to one of the bad guys. Right. You know?
Well, that's what I mean, is that you do, is you're deplorable to your family, too. So you even have to kind of keep that hushed up. It's, you're one of those family guys that just comes home and you're miserable on the inside, but you know that somebody has to do it and your family stays together because you go and do the chemtrails every day.
Yeah. You're putting food, like, your son is going to private school.
Your stupid little son's already on Ritalin. He's doing Ritalin with all the other elite kids in the locker room, and he's really going to make something of himself. So you got to go and poison all of his classmates so that they fall victim to all the failings of chemtrail poisoning.
I like the idea of a supervillain who is only doing what he does because his son is an idiot and he wants to dumb everybody down.
Well, no, that's no, he's the cog in the machine. The supervillain is the United States government and the Illuminati, but this guy just goes and does, like, the flight schedules. He just, like, you know, he just restocks the carts for, like, the pillows and stuff on the flights. He's not even, he doesn't even get to let people know. He knows he's changing the weather every single day and uprooting people's lives, but he just has to do it every day. It's like making the donuts.
And it's one of those things where, like, that sounds like a hot, like having a job where you get hot stock tips and stuff, but the jobs are so cordoned off from each other.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem with extreme hierarchy. I believe the Masons have at least 33 degrees. So that means there's all those people above and below that you have to keep different systems of information from, you know, and it's also complex that it doesn't build camaraderie at all. You always feel like you're stabbing each other in the back.
And if you're a fucking cog in the wheel, you know that, like, there's a possibility that you might have to tornado your own house. And you're just still like, I gotta do it, man.
Yeah, just push the button.
I gotta do my part. I wish this wasn't happening.
It's what's required of me. It's what it's what the mission demands.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you get like a sandals beach vacation. Like, you get to take the family to Jamaica, like that. I mean, for 2 weeks, you know. I mean, there's perks, but it's the grind. It really is a thankless job.
Yeah, I mean, the lucky thing is that your enemies are some of the people that are chasing you down. You know, when you work in the Illuminati, you got, like, really, you get lucky with who is after you, you know, because they're really easy to outwit.
Yeah, I mean, you're still part of the dominant control group. Everything's going in your favor. It's like being in the house, but you're just a dealer, you know, like you're not the guy raking all the money at the top.
Yeah. What a fucking great, I hope HARP is real a little bit, but
I think it's good to use our radio program to highlight the lives of some of the people that we don't talk about in society, the disenfranchised people that poison us with nightmares, but, you know, do it because that's what makes America great. That's what makes people get up in the morning. You know, that's what makes people not sleep the day away, is those nightmares of poverty that are being implanted in their head that get them to go to work. So that everybody, you know, has cheap food and cheap oil changes and cheap clothes to wear.
Oh, listen to this, Brett. So those classes that we were talking about all got canceled.
No!
They canceled them.
Teach the alternative reality. Odd, Let's talk about alternative realities, people. There's a lot going on, way more than what's at eye level. And if you believe it's just as simple as three dimensions, you're a fucking fool, man.
The earth is flat.
Hell yeah.
And these chemtrails are making it snow. Okay?
Wake up.
Likely not. Yeah. Oh, man. Listen to this. This is the kind of article that pisses me off every time. In the world of tinfoil hats, no subject is more out there than the theory that the contrails from jets are actually chemtrails. Again, why name them fucking contrails then? Maybe change the name from because when you say contrails, I'm like, oh, that's the chemtrails.
Yeah.
That's like, you're asking for this, you know? And first of all, chemtrails, I'm going to be completely upfront with you. This is me. This is Brian that goes to bed with his wife. This is Brian who picks his daughter up from school. Like, I believe in my heart of hearts that the two least weird conspiracy theories on the list are chemtrails and fluoride. They're the two least weird of all of them.
Okay. You were laying down the law.
Well, right. Like, I don't think it's out there. I know that to a outside listener who's never listened to the show before, it might sound like I'm saying that it's not weird. I'm saying that.
But you're
like,
saying when you look at those little contrails in the sky, you're like, that looks like chemicals.
Well, it could be. It just could be. That's the way I think. I think my questions with chemtrails is why make them visible?
Can we see one? Like, can we fly on the wing of a plane and like hang off the edge and watch it come out of the engine? That's the kind of proof I need. Just hook me up, hang me from a carabiner from the wing of a plane and let me watch it in the sky from like 10,000 feet up. Then I'll believe that it's just air vapor or water vapor or whatever the nonsense they say it is.
That's not the nonsense, Brett. The chemicals is the nonsense.
Oh, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Prove that it's not the chemical nonsense. Prove to me that it's really just water by giving me front row seats.
Yes. Yeah, we'd love to see it. I mean, let Brett. How about this? Brett is going to be back in this city in a couple of in 1 month exactly. Maybe I'd like to challenge Port Columbus to let Brett do an inspection on a few of your planes, like every plane that leaves for one day.
Yes. That would at least assuage the listeners of the show. And that's a lot of people. That's a challenge. Big audience.
Yeah, that's a challenge. I make no mistake. This is a direct challenge to Port Columbus, John Glenn International Airport, formerly known as Port Columbus International Airport, allow Brett to investigate. He doesn't have to investigate every plane. Randomly, let him randomly investigate planes as they come in for one day. Just before anybody else gets on it, he just needs to go take a look at them.
All I need is a flashlight and I won't mess anything up.
Yeah, do you think, I mean, would that be enough proof for you,
fair.
Though?
That's fair.
That is fair.
If you can broker that deal, I'll sign on the dotted line.
I don't know, man. That maybe is a deal we could have brokered in, like, pre-9/11 days. I think they might allow. I just don't. I mean, like, the real challenge, Port Columbus, if you're not doing chemtrails, then you don't have anything to hide. It nothing hurts from Brett inspecting some of these airplanes.
Yeah, just going to be regular old airplane stuff that has no nightmare-inducing chemicals in it.
Because as of right now, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this like this class schedule that has these, you know, that has these chemtrail courses. And what we're finding out is that MCE has canceled the classes. So
why though? Did they explain why?
Well, I want to compound some mystery to this by reading the next paragraph. Likely not included in the plan class was this. In a study last week, 77 scientists looked into the conspiracy theory. 76 of them said there's no evidence of it, Smithsonian reported. Now,
interesting.
There is one of them with questions, okay? Yes. But I mean, where's this coming from? The Smithsonian, Brett. Who owns the Smithsonian?
The chemtrails people, the chemtrail manufacturers.
Yeah, that's not exactly an unbiased source. Now, like I said, I don't believe in this stuff, but I can see where somebody would believe it. And with fluoride, fluoride's in the water. The fluoride's there.
Yes.
You know, it's just what it does to you is the question that we have. But I can see being kind of freaked out by it a little bit. It's like they're putting a chemical in the water. I don't know.
Yeah, but all we know is that it makes us have better teeth than British people.
Yes, that's true, though. See, that's a benefit. It doesn't control your brain. The identity of the holdout isn't known, but he or she won't be teaching a class at Jefferson. That's fucked up, too. They went searching for the holdout scientist, you know?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. How did the classes get scheduled in the first place? The adult education office reported that they don't know. The hiring coordinator, who was in charge of finding staff to teach the class, resigned over the summer.
That was who was teaching it then.
In a letter to those who objected to the class, MCE said it was unable to ensure a balanced presentation around the topic, so it decided to cancel the classes.
Why do they have to guarantee a balanced anything?
The whole entire world is balanced against it.
Yeah. They have nobody going for it. Nobody is standing up for it. This is one class you can take to get a little bit of unfiltered information that isn't someone looking down their nose
it
at
is
you
filtered.
From a Wonka meme.
It is filtered information, Brett, through people that believe in chemtrails.
Maybe.
No, maybe. It is. Okay.
Whatever. That same difference. Whatever.
But I will agree with you that, like, why do you have to, if you have a course on chemtrails, why do you have to have a balanced presentation when the entire rest of the world is, I mean, that seems like it's already balanced. Everybody in the world, everybody that you talk to, if you believe the chemtrails thing, everybody that you talk to is going to tell you that you're wrong.
Yeah. Openly and all the time.
Yeah. Ooh, you want to hear an election story from 2 hours ago from Snopes? I just found on Snopes. This is a hot conspiracy, Brett.
So many.
A conspiracy theory video falsely reported that Hillary Clinton used a green screen to fake a crowd during her speech in Nevada in August 2016.
It's true.
It says on. No, this is it. They say, I mean, Snopes says it's false, you know, but like I said, Snopes is liberal.
Sure.
Right?
They'll cover
That's what
ass.
I've heard from conservatives. But they do have pictures from all over the place. But they're saying that Hillary's not really doing her speeches, that she's just standing in a room and they're putting green screen crowds around her.
I mean, we live in the time period where they could literally do that and no one would know. They have hologram people at this point. That's nothing.
Yeah. Well, the picture that is the one that is supposed to convince you is a picture of Hillary Clinton waving from a stage, and somebody in the crowd is taking a picture on their iPhone, and you can see the screen of their iPhone, and it has the same picture but without Hillary Clinton in the picture.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that proves it.
Yeah.
Now that I've heard that.
I mean, that is a good theory, though. I mean, used a green screen. I mean, I honestly, you're right. They could just do that. That's not something that's so out of the realm of possibility.
These are people that have no imagination even. They're just like really stab you in the back type bloodlust type craven people that are just going to take it from you. They don't really want a lot of performance or theater around it, I don't think.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Abso-fucking-lutely. So, man, today, we're recording this, obviously, on a different day, but we kind of soft-launched a new picture done by Hitler Puncher, Brett.
Yeah, the street fight is going to die, or street fight versus the dead. Whatever we decide, still in the planning stages. But, yeah, the live show for Halloween is happening in the works. We don't have all the details yet, but the shirt is available to fund all the endeavors. We'll be traveling around to a whole bunch of haunted places in Ohio. It's going to be awesome.
Well, we do have some information. we're going to go find a ghost. That's really one of the main plans, is that, like, we're very open-minded on Street Fight, Brett, right? We just talked for a half an hour how Brett believes in chemtrails.
Yes. How I can be talked into it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I get nervous sometimes with you, Brett, when you're like, we've been hanging out with the family before and you've pointed them out, and that is great, because then you have to explain it to somebody.
Yeah, and they aren't ready.
But yeah, so I feel like there's a lot of people out there running around saying there's ghosts. And one of my, they're great people, right?
A lot of people.
And also, yeah, and they make a living doing it. Like, it seems like if you can find some ghosts, or at least convince some people that you find some ghosts, somebody will give you a TV show.
Yeah, I don't know where we're at, but that was around the time poker took over 24-hour cable. Ghost shows became the late night fad. If they are still happening though, aren't they?
Oh yeah,
tattoo,
I mean, they'll never end now.
Tattoo shows still a big part of reality TV as well.
That's true. You can catch a tattoo, like a show about a tattoo. Like, basically what happened was that you remember American Chopper?
Yeah, that was about the Orange County Choppers with Paul and Paul Sr. and Paul Jr.
Yeah, that family was like, I knew a lot of family like those guys. Like,
very
it really
endearing.
Did, like, a couple of dudes yelling at a son and a dad yelling at each other is just, it's music to my ears, really.
Yeah, it cracked it open. And I think it also makes everybody feel like their dysfunctional family is kind of charming, even though they're not like the TV ones.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So I want to, like, Ghostbusters came out this summer too. That was a big thing. Just like, ghosts are in the fucking air. You know what I mean? And I'm curious. I'm ghost curious. You know?
Okay. Is that a status you can be?
I think so. I'm curious on if there's ghosts. So I want to, Brett and I want to go ahead and find, we're going to go to a few haunted places in town. We'll start revealing those in a little bit when we have more concrete ideas, and maybe we can even get some of you people to meet us at one of these places. But we're going to go try to summon a ghost or get a demon, you know, whatever we can find, really. But I'm getting pretty excited about it, man. I'm getting pretty excited to get out there in the world, get out there into haunted Ohio, Brett.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening right over top of us. Whether you like it or not, the spirit world is intermingling with everything that we do. And sometimes you just don't even realize it, and you're sharing space with a ghost, you know, and then you end up, you know, getting scared out of your skin for no reason. And, you know, it's because a ghost touched you.
Well, no shit, too. I bet you that's another pre-9/11 thing. People are less scared of ghosts. Actually, that's one of the things that is disappointing about ghosts to me, too, is I think there was a time where ghosts were scary and, like, they would come and get you.
Aggressive.
These fucking people on TV go and they yell at the ghosts, or they go find ghosts and they just make these, like, teeny tiny noises. I'm not going to be satisfied with something like that, you know? I'm not going to be satisfied with a staticky some static anomaly in a cell phone, in a picture, you know? Because that's usually a ghost now, pretty much. If
you want someone swinging a chain link fence at your head.
That would be fucking sweet. Like somebody with chains. Like somebody
a chain guy. A chain guy.
Yeah.
Clinking them.
Ooh, rattle the chains.
Swinging chains around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something I want. Or even a demon. Like, if you get possessed or something like that, I'll consider that a win. That's a victory.
I think we're likely for that. That's one where, I mean, demons don't give a shit, man. They're wild and crazy. So if you tempt them, they might just go and do it. You know, they might just go ahead and be like, this guy thinks he's being a comedian. He's just some jester. Wait until we turn him black from the inside out. You know, we fill him full of all of the demon spirit.
Yeah, I'm saying right now, I'm calling out demons right now on this show. Come and fucking get me. I'd love to see you try. You know, because I'm not afraid. I'm not terrified or anything to go get an exorcism. That's all you have to do once the demon comes in you.
True.
Is then you just got to go get an exorcism.
It's not covered under health care, though.
I'll do an Indiegogo. I know. That's why you got to get that Jill Stein vote.
I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, the other thing about the ghosts that I don't like is that they're always, whenever those guys go hunt them down, they're never the aggressive ones. They're always just people at work. You know, they'll just that we believe it's some sort of electromagnetic impression that's been made on the infrared dimension. And this man, Fred, mowed the grass every single day for 60 years, and people say they still see him mowing this grass. It's like, oh man, that really, like, just get, like, don't jump into that level of ghost. That's just the saddest thing. Like, I don't, ghosts are something that are completely fake to me, but then to make them also depressing seems like the shittiest thing to do.
Yeah, you could not, like, stop. Yeah, if I'm gonna turn into a goddamn ghost, I'd better be haunting people, because that, like, going to fuck carrying a bucket up and down a hill or something is bullshit.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. I mean, that's what it was. It's more about the hell of doing your job every single day after you die.
Yeah, fuck, that's the kind of ghost I'm going to end up being. I'm going to end up being the ghost that, like, makes cheeseburgers at fucking McDonald's when nobody's in, when it's closed.
Yeah, they just show up and the fryer's bubbling. You can smell fresh fries, but they can never catch anybody in the act. And you're just a third shift.
I actually got a hot scoop today on the ghost front. So I drive for Lyft, and I was sitting. I went and parked downtown. And sometimes I'll just go sit and park downtown and look for stories for the podcast, or like read or try to write. And I was sitting in front of the Nationwide building on Front Street. That's on the same street as the North Market. And these two guys that knew each other ran into each other on the street. And I'm listening to their conversation, obviously.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, they were standing like right next to me, and they were having a conversation that I could hear, and nobody else was around. So I was like, well, fuck it, I'll hear what they got to say.
All right.
And one of them was there filming and taking pictures for something I think he works for a radio station maybe he works for one of the TV stations. He said, yeah, we're doing a series on haunted places in Ohio. And I got stuck doing the North Market ghost. So apparently there's a place called the North Market that I go to quite often. You can go in there and get some delicious foods. And they have a ghost. And this is what the guy says, Brett. He goes, so apparently from the North Market All the way over to Nationwide Boulevard, there's over 1,000 bodies buried.
Whoa. Okay. That sounds like some ghostly things happening.
Yeah. Well, that was his explanation for why there were ghosts around. He was there to take. But first of all, you don't listen. This is a guy that's not taking the ghost. We're going to take the ghost hunting seriously. Obviously, we're going to go at night. We're not going to go look for a ghost during the day. That is a ridiculous thing to go do.
No, they have no interest in being out there during the day.
Yeah, they don't have, there's no legends about a daytime ghost.
They sleep during the day.
Yeah, that's when they sleep in the casket. You know what I mean?
Right.
If they go outside, their skin catches on fire. I mean, but probably during the day, you can't even see the ghost. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
it's like trying to run
light.
A movie on a projector.
There you go. Exactly. It's like if you try to run a projector with the lights on. It just doesn't work. That's what we're – and that's the thing, too, is those that area downtown where those insurance companies are, those people are, I mean, officially and factually haunted by the ghosts of 1,000 souls. Like,
yeah, which is fine because there's a lot of insurance companies. I mean, insurance companies will get between you and your. I mean, you know, I'm sure more than one person has died because of insurance.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. Well, that's good to know. I mean, that's a good place to start. I'd love to. You know what? Remember those brave young fellows that went and dug up a skull to make a bong out of it?
Shit, yeah. I don't remember it, but I'm sure. I mean, it sounds cool as hell.
It was ages ago. They got in it was a few years back, and they got in trouble for it. But I'd love to do something like that. I'd love to go grave robbing, actually. It's maybe something we can put on the calendar.
Yeah, I mean, I would go grave robbing with you, bud. Well, there was that story.
Shame that they put all that good stuff down on the ground.
Yeah, there was that story about the guy who stole, jars with body parts in them to get the formaldehyde out of them to smoke weed with them, and then he would just put the organs in the jars in a Kroger bag and put it under his patio.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I remember that guy. That was a not thought out plan. That was a weird guy. I mean, that was a weird situation.
The Lonnie. That's such a fucking Lonnie thing. Like, it's a Lonnie that, I mean, that's pure Lonnie right there, actually. I was going to say like a twisted one, but I could see one if you told him, like, dude, if you smoke a joint dipped in formaldehyde, you can feel the ancient Indian princess from your past.
Yeah, you can go and meet the creator.
Your shaman. And they would totally do that. And then you do got to figure, like, man, I don't want to have a brain in my house.
What
like,
I don't, what's I supposed to do with this dumb old brain now?
Dried up ass brain just sitting in your room. You don't even have the formaldehyde anymore.
And that, like the out of sight, out of mind, just throw it under the porch. Oh, hell, no one ain't going to know what's happening. It's under the damn porch. I ain't letting nobody look under my damn porch.
It's like putting a booger in the couch cushions. You know what I mean?
It is. Yep. It exactly. That's what I was looking for. You nailed it.
It's like putting a fucking, you just put a brain under the fucking, under the patio, man. I wonder if it smells. I mean, it obviously smells. It's fucking meat. You know?
Yeah, and it's just, and it is covered in all kinds of things. It attracts bugs that have their own unique scents and animals. That's just like a target.
Yeah. I'm not even like, I'm not totally grossed out by that, by the way.
No, I
mean,
I don't
were
either.
They doing
I
with
mean,
the brains and shit, you
fucking,
know?
No, people are so full of themselves that they think their body parts are some sacred temple that's given to them by God. And no, they're garbage just like everything else.
Yeah, I mean, and you're going to be a ghost. I guess that's one of the, that's probably what how you become a ghost. It's like only organ donors are all ghosts. It's like, because I have a piece of me on the planet. I have some unfinished business. I got to get my liver back when this person dies.
Oh, that's true. I could see that being the case.
Oh, my God.
That's troublesome.
Yeah,
we need to be. We need to get onto those fundamentalist Christian memes, and start raising hell about organ donors, and you know,
oh.
stop ending an eternal life. We'll go out in the DMV and we'll protest because when people organ donate, they don't get into heaven. Stop.
You know, you've heard
organ
I've
donation
heard, like,
stops an eternal life. And then it just shows like a fucking glass ceiling under God's feet where people can't get above it. And then it shows a hole in their stomach where they're looking down where they accidentally gave away a pancreas or something.
Why don't you make one of those cards like a card with that picture on one side and then your information on the other side and just say, can I put these here at the DMV? Can I leave these here?
Hey, I'd like to share some alternative information with some of the patrons here at the DMV, if you don't mind. Can I put these little flyers here?
Oh, man. You know, you would be a piece of shit. people would think of you as a piece of shit, Brett.
Yeah,
that's
you can go out in the streets and get punched in the head by a stranger. That's pretty good. It's like not saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, you can't be a fucking, you can't be against organ donation. That's a weird place to be. That'd get you in a weird spot.
Well, not if you want to save people's eternal souls.
Yeah, I guess if you're pro-ghost, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not pro-ghost at all. I'm anti-ghost.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to start, when I meet people, I'll ask to see their ID. And if I see organ donor, I'll hit him in the back of the head and say, what are you going to do when you want to become a ghost?
Yeah. Yeah. You dummy. You want to go to heaven or you want to be a ghost? I mean, I'd fucking be fine being a ghost.
Ghost is
fine. I don't need luxury. You know what I mean? Heaven. I mean, I guess it sounds fine, but like.
You do need luxury, though. I don't know. I mean, they're different. You need things to be going your way, but it isn't a very trashy way.
Well, this is what I'm saying is that like the way I'm living now, that's fucking luxury.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. I can handle this. I can handle this for the eternity. I don't need anything more. You know, what do they got in heaven? Like a hot tub? I don't even get in those things. You know?
That's true. You're not into like white sneakers or anything that rich people like. You don't like Oxfords or you don't like $10,000 watches, cigars.
No. I don't even need a fucking mansion, dude. I know that's what you get when you go to heaven is a mansion. But like, I don't need that.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear a tie.
Because I've never worn a tie.
Okay. That makes sense.
Well, I mean, I wore one to my brother's wedding. I think there's a picture of me with a tie, and I had to have my dad tie it for me, and I was 30. So, no, I don't wear ties, okay? But like, yeah, I don't need to go to heaven. Is that going on in heaven? You got to wear a tie in heaven?
Oh, yeah, you do. They make you God only wants you looking the best. Yeah, you have to tuck your fucking shoes, your shirt in. Your belt has to match your shoes. It's a whole fucking, I mean, there's so many rules for that shit.
No, I'm going to be a ghost.
Yeah,
I'm going to have unfinished ghosts. Business. Yeah, I mean, I'll be a good one though. Like I said, if I'm a ghost, I'm gonna be a killer ghost. I just hate that. Like, I've been doing research on places to go, and we do have at least the four places we plan to go. We already have those planned and everything, and it's like, but I couldn't find a murderous ghost. You know what I mean? The closest I found is we will be dealing with one that fucks your car up, apparently. You know, which,
well, I don't
hey,
want that.
I'm taking a risk because I lift. I drive a Lyft.
Yeah, I'm going to say. I want to be able to trade it in.
Yeah, I mean, but I got to do it, you know. I guess what it does is like when you're in the area of it, it fucks your headlights up, which is so like nothing, really. It's not like it blows your engine or anything. It's just your headlights go out, or you might get a flat tire or something like that. And I'm like, that's just mischief. Like, ghosts are really just mischievous. Like, I ain't afraid of no ghost. You know, that's what I'm getting at. And if I do find a tough ghost, and I have one in mind, I'm going to kick his fucking ass is what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure it out. I know that you supposedly go through them, but if that's true, then they can't hurt me, you know?
I think mentally they can torment you, though, in a lot of very dangerous ways if you're not careful.
Oh, I'd like to see him fucking try. I'd love to see him try. Let's see. I'm a sick puppy, Brett. They can't get me.
Yeah, if you're impervious. It sucks to be a ghost. I mean, the cool thing about being a ghost is you don't have to worry about sleeping or eating. You're just hell-raising all the time, like full speed, 24/7. You can just run amok and wreak havoc. And, yeah, they should have killed us all by now. I would have killed everybody by now. More ghosts.
Yeah, it'd be ghost world. They'd be, like, imperialist. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, I wouldn't want to. The ghost hierarchies would be bad.
Yeah. Well, it already is. There's the God is, like, the ultimate top ghost.
Oh, yeah,
you know what
he's
I
Obama.
Mean? Yeah, and then there's demons somewhere. Well, the devil, where does the devil, like, is it like Pepsi and Coke? Is that... how it works? Like God is Pepsi and the devil is Coke?
No, the devil came up. The devil came up underneath God's tutelage. Like he was one of the angels, and so he kind of got a little bit full of himself and was, you know, had that independent streak and went off on his own down below the earth in hell.
Very interesting. I like this.
He goes his own way.
Yeah. What a fucking ghost, man.
Well, that's the devil. That's Lucifer. That's a different. If we have to deal with the devil, that would be.
Well, we will. Yeah. Seance.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking forward to the devil.
We're looking at a seance, Brett. You know, we're looking at seances. We're looking at, and if you're a listener out there and you know somebody that does these things, we're on a very tight budget. But I would love to be seanced. I'd love to go get some tarot cards done. Any of that stuff. You know, I gotta get this experience. I want the experience. I want the full spiritual experience of chasing ghosts. And you know, we talked about the Ouija board a couple weeks ago on here. We know that people are afraid of them, but like, I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready for a ghost. I'm ready. I'm 37. I haven't seen one yet, which is that's why I'm suspicious that they even exist.
But it's time, man. I think it's great. It's great timing for you to jump feet first into this new ghost life of ghost acceptance.
Yep, paranormal activity. So I guess the last thing we got to talk about this week is I wanted to talk about was driving for Lyft last week, Brett, and there was a sex convention in town.
Oh no! Oh nice. Wow. And where at?
It was at the convention center.
Oh, God. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of oily, slick down people.
Who knew that they would let them do a sex convention at the... That seems like maybe one day we can get the convention center. I mean, I guess we probably are more tawdry than sex to the city.
Well, yeah, they probably don't want a bunch of monkey wrenchers in one place because they'll start just hatching schemes together. They'll just start breaking off into groups and causing chaos. This is what keeps the world running. We know this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not. Listen,
you got to go to work, but you got to come in like the weirdest way possible that you would be completely embarrassed if somebody else knew. Like that's what people are looking for.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I'm not gonna say I am a prude, but I'm a kind of a prude.
Yeah, pretty prudish.
I'm conservative when it comes to sex. Okay,
you know what? Actually, probably one of the things that I say made me like you the most when I first met you was that you never made sex jokes, and you never have, and. You save it up for like once every 6 months or even once a year, you'll bring something out and then it's worth it. But you were one of, like so many dudes end up just going on and on about that horrible shit. And it just drives me insane.
Well, yeah, just talking about their dick constantly.
Yeah.
You know, so I go like I'm in the car and my wife was sick that day. And I was just kind of like, yeah, my wife's been sick. And, you know, I was like, she was throwing up this morning, and they were like, are you sure she's not pregnant? And I was like, well, I'm pretty positive, you know? I mean, I guess she could take a pregnancy test, and I know more, but I'm gonna lean towards yeah. And they're like, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the safest thing you can do really is pull it out and stick it in her mouth or her ass. I was like, Jesus Christ, you're saying this to a person that you don't even know.
Damn, that was some perverts in town.
And it was an archetype for you, Brett, too. It was a dirty old man lady.
Yeah. Did she have a raspy voice?
Yep.
God, wow. She got wound up. What a wildcat. I'm just tugging your balls, honey. Those type of ladies.
Yeah. Suck it and fuck it and stick it in her fucking asshole, right? Hey, stranger. What do you, and it got me all fucking, it got me all like crazy about what was actually going on in the sex convention. Like here's what I think it is. It was just where like, it was like 1 2-day period, a Friday and a Saturday, where all the swingers in town leave their clubs and they go to one place and they swing together, you know?
Yeah, it's like the Chinese New Year where you get 2 weeks off and you can kind of hang out with people you don't normally see. And, you know, so they get to swing with other folks, check out what the new gear is, probably get to watch some people do some pretty wild shit, and then all meet up with each other on Craigslist or whatever their app is.
It's so fucking weird how I'm like, how unnerved I, like, I'm driving and I'm like, that's, I don't ever...
Man, those dirty old man ladies are the worst.
Yeah, and I don't know how to... I know that, like, there are listeners to this show that are like, what a fucking loser, you know? Why don't you joke around with the woman and talk about sucking and fucking? But, like, I just... I absolutely couldn't. I just couldn't do it. And it was, like, three different occasions. And like, it was every person that I got in the car that was on their way to the sex convention. Like, I could just tell. I'm like, you're sexing. You're going to the sex convention, salt and pepper hair.
Finally, I have the freedom to do what the fuck I want. My bitch of an ex-wife isn't going to stop me anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to bring that to the show because, like, I'm just so, it's so weird how fucking uncomfortable I get. How uncomfortable I get around that kind of thing. And I do this show. I'm like, if they heard this show, like just the show before this, I said, I hate America. I absolutely hate America. They would be so offended by it. And I'm like, I actually got offended while I was driving.
Yeah. By talking about copulation with your wife.
Yeah. I mean, I do copulate with my wife too. I have a daughter. We do that. I just don't run around fucking yelling about it all the time. I really do.
You don't kiss and tell. You're old school.
I don't kiss and tell. That's right. I'm like fucking Frank Sinatra over here. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
What a weird.
Yeah, I know. I mean, people that I'm just overly sexual. I'm like, you're obnoxious. You're like, I mean, you're just, we all, all I'm thinking about is you are looking at me, but then filling in the blanks on what my nipples and belly looks like and then what my hog is doing.
True. True. You're undressing me with your eyes.
You are. Yeah, you're sitting there thinking about me thrusting. Like, and you're just sitting and now in your, oh, but then you're telling people about it. Like, you don't just keep it to yourself. Stay a horn. Say Misty Britches to yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And it's just, I've had the oddest last couple of days driving people around. And like, I have two stories. Okay. So there was a band in town last week, right? And they were called Flume, I think. Have you ever heard of Flume?
Oh yeah. They work with Sam Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that EDM. I think it's that EDM stuff. Like, people just, like, well, I guess they handed out free tickets to the college students. So, like, I had a woman get in my car without a shirt on.
Oh, fun. That's a party.
It was just, and like, so when you drive for Lyft, you can put the destination in, but you don't necessarily have to, you know? So, like, I've driven people around for a while just to, so that they could get like, so that they could do errands, you know what I mean? And I totally don't mind driving people around to do errands because, you know, you still make a decent amount of money. But this woman didn't put it in because she was drunk. And it's just these two drunk women that I'm picking up from this concert. And she's like, I'll give you directions.
Man, that's the worst. You are doing such a service for our community. These drunk people should not be on the road.
It really is kind of, I do feel like, I feel good about myself every time I pick up a woman without a shirt on. It is, and the girl with the shirt on is like giving me directions. She was like, here, I know a shortcut. And she kept taking me down one-way streets that dead ended, or like a dead end.
Right.
And he'd be like, oh, you back up. Back up, and I'd have to back out, and then we'll just go the normal way.
That man, that sounds wild. You are like you do like crisis work. You
I know.
I need to get you ladies home safe, and you are in the middle of a situation. You lost your shirt. Wow, that's a good concert.
I love it. I mean, I do. I love the job in that, when you pick up these drunk people, like I picked up these two drunk dudes, man. And it seemed like a first date kind of a situation. And I had them in the car for like 30 minutes. I had to drive them to Polaris, basically. And I get them in the car. And the one guy is back there just filming everything, and he laughs for the whole 30 minutes they're in the car. He doesn't stop laughing. And the other guy's just – he's trying to talk, but the guy keeps screaming at him and laughing, and I'm like, this seems like a nightmare date.
Wait, so one guy's just probably doing Snapchat and laughing, yes, and screaming?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. The people scream in those, like, you just jump in that in an Uber or a Lyft, and like, it really is like people scream. Okay,
I pay for this to basically for this place to be my bedroom back here. This is legally similar to my bedroom. I can do what I want.
Cause I've had these two women had me take them to Burger King once. And they fucking yelled at the woman that worked there. They were like, because it's like 11:30. And like, so the inside's not open. So I have to take them through the drive-thru. And they're screaming at people from my car.
Holy God. Damn moly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. It was cool, though, man. I love to be in a kind of weird position, you know. It's really uncomfortable while it's happening. But once it's over, it's like, that was tight. That was funny.
Yeah, I agree, too. I don't mind. Man, that sounds – I guess it makes sense that there would be all – I guess that was all that was happening before. But to get the firsthand account – and you are somebody also that was a little bit more relaxed on drunk driving.
No, I'm relaxed about everything, man. Yeah, I'm you know – but I do like picking people up. I do think that there's maybe a job in there for somebody to go down and help drunk people get around. You know what I mean? Like, even if it's just like a crisis booth, I really do want to. At a concert, helping people at a concert that are having a weird drug or alcohol experience. Like, you're the person that they come to. If you could get paid to do that, that would be something I'd be interested in.
Yeah, right now the way it would work, you'd be catering to like rich kids, but you could have it be like some sort of drug insurance or like some sort of lanyard where you would be their babysitter if someone finds them doing something stupid, you know?
Like AAA, like fucking AAA.
Exactly.
Oh, let's start that, dude. We'll call ourselves drug counselors. And we'll just, I mean, but we'll be literally like, we'll counsel you on drugs.
How to do them good and how to make them so that they help you and they inspire you creatively and don't bog you down or make you become ambitionless or take away any of your relationships with anyone that's close with you.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I think
I think we knocked out the week here, buddy.
That's it's weekend time for me. I can't wait. Get to relax.
Yeah, I'm about to take the boots off and watch some wrestling.
We will be back next week. As always, we do it every single week, two times a week. If you want to support what we do, Brian and I are getting by on a little bit of money. We have a lot of support from listeners and we're gaining momentum, but we really want to make this into something huge. So help us out if you can by donating to the show, patreon.com, patreon.com/Street Fight Radio. You can donate to the show as little as $1 a month. If everybody that listens to this show did that, it would drastically change what we do. Right now we're gearing up. We're going to be doing live events. We have some really amazing shit in the works for Halloween. You're not going to believe what this thing eventually becomes. So people that donate, you do get free coupons for any t-shirts that we sell, and you will get access to any videos that we do for free. So consider that for that reason as well. And if you want to buy the shirt of the month, go to store.streetfightradio.com. We have this month's selection in there, the new Halloween shirt from Hitler Puncher on Twitter. He's a great artist, and he hooked us up with an amazing design for the shirt. So check that out and pre-order it now. We're going to be sending those out in October. If you buy one, it'll include a ticket to the show as well, same way that we did with the Chapo stuff. If you want to find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram at Street Fight WCRS, we're on Spotify.com. If you look for Street Fight Radio, you can find us there. We have playlists, alt country playlists, heavy metal, thrash metal, punk. We have a list of every single song that's been played on Street Fight. That's going. I haven't finished it. I'm at like 60% done right now. But there's a lot going on. If you want to, if you like what we do, continue to listen and reach out. Let us know what you think. StreetFightRadio@gmail.com is the email. I'm at Brett Payne, B-R-E-T-T-P-A-I-N, on Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter. The name is the same. Murder Brian is the man that does the show with me on Twitter, M-U-R-D-E-R-B-R-Y-A-N, Brian Quimby himself. Thank you for, once again, I've said it like a million times, but thank you. One more time, you are the best. We'll be back next week. It's Street Fight. Peace. Your power through a devil.